Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
They got a bunch look left with Pitts, Sills, and Mooney. London to the right. Robinson's the running back. Here's the third down play. Cousins looks. Coming open is Pitts. Touchdown, Atlanta. He crossed the line. Came right across the field at the goal line. And Kirk Cousins put it right on the 8 for the touchdown.
And the big voice guy means it's a Falcons victory Monday on Sports Radio 92.9.
Gotta love it.
The game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. Patriots came back from an 11-point deficit to beat the Ravens 28-24. Clinched a playoff spot with that. In the college football playoffs, Alabama did beat Oklahoma after they overcame a 17-0 deficit. Miami beat Texas A&M. Oregon beat James Madison. Ole Miss beat Tulane. Hawks lost to the Bulls last night, 152-150. They'll face again tomorrow night. And tonight, the 49ers will take on the Colts on Monday Night Football. Coverage starts right here on 92.9 The Game at 7 o'clock. But let's get into the best headline of the morning. It's Falcons victory Monday. They beat the Cardinals 26-19 last night.
The reemergence of the shallow drag, little crossing route, whatever you want to call it, Mike, in the Falcons offense, that's my favorite route of all time, because I used to watch Julio Jones run it to the point where it's unstoppable. And they did get a little confused when Kyle crossed the face of the defense right there in that second level. But I love that route. And I don't know if there was something with the comfortability level with Michael running the show and being a quarterback before he got injured with it or what. But it feels like the last month it has just reemerged. And I absolutely – that, to me, is the most essential route in any offense when you got guys like Drake and Kyle and Bijan.
Yeah, I don't know if it was – because I'm thinking back to last year, it was like we hardly ever saw it last year. I cannot tell you how bad that I feel like – and this is a good vibes victory Monday. But thinking back on the Miami game, I can't help but think about how bad the game plan was – around Michael Penix at quarterback and everything that we were attempting to do. And then watching Kirk try to operate it against Miami and seeing how bad it looked against Miami, I couldn't help but think about that last night. Like, they've obviously tailored some things to Kirk Cousins and put him under center and have worked more, you know, concepts for Kyle Pitts or whatever else they're calling it. And it looks good. And I, like, man, we had some rough times early in the year. Say that.
And I will say this. I do believe that there were some moments yesterday that the veteran savviness of Kirk helped you. I thought he made and Arch talked about this a couple of times where he threw some outlets to the running back. So you're probably like, yeah, you probably shouldn't have thrown that. But there was a play, the play where Bijan on the 3-play, 65-yard drive, the big 42-yard catch, the defender basically played the outside. And you can watch Kirk steps up in the pocket, Mike, and Allie, and he points and Bajan and him are on the same page. He points, and Bajan cut that route inside.
Right, yeah.
And then he puts it right there on his hip, and he just said, hey, see ya.
Bye.
Just to give you some more stats on Kirk from yesterday, he completed 21 of 35 for 197 yards, two touchdowns, added a one-yard touchdown rush, the 20th of his career. Here is Kirk talking about how the Falcons did a better job of staying on the field with Arch yesterday.
Yeah, some good, some bad, but we did a better job of staying on the field, converting the like third and manageables, the third and mediums, where you're dropping back still, but you're finding guys, and they're making plays and separating, and it was a better operation on third down, I felt, for the most part.
We were 50% on third down. They actually were better on third down than we were, which is crazy to think about. When you look back at the statistics yesterday, there's only been one other game this year where you were 50% on third down. Do you know which one it was?
One other game that you were better than 50%.
You were at 50%, which is what they were yesterday. There's only been one other game where you matched that output on third down.
Was it like the first game of the year?
No.
I don't know.
It was the Washington Commanders game where you were actually really good.
Oh, yeah.
On third down. So that was nice to see. I mean, and Grant and I talked about this on the post game last night. There was a stretch where, and it includes Indianapolis, New England, and one other game, where you were actually 3 of 29 combined.
I remember.
On third down.
I remember.
Just abysmal for those stretch of games. We haven't been good on third down for the better part of the last couple of years. And, you know, to see them be able to do that last night is like, it was like that was almost the best quality you had offensively. You ran the ball at times, threw the ball at times, but you were good on third down finally. I think a quarterback sneak actually had a lot to do with that as well, even though I guess came on fourth down too. So, Kirk talked about extending drives, man, staying on the field. That was a massive part of success yesterday.
Yeah, that Indianapolis game set third down offense back by 30 years because there was at one point in time, Allie, where it was like there was one third down conversion by each team,
yeah,
and we were in the third quarter,
yeah,
and there was hardly any. It was like everybody was scoring.
I think we
points.
Were 0-for-8 and they were 1-for-8 or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it's wild, but look, there's just little things that you can tell they're more comfortable doing with 18 back there, and 18 is more comfortable doing this year. And I saw someone. I know we got to get to, I think a call, but. Somebody I saw made the comment, oh, yeah, well, we were told they couldn't run the full offense last year with Kirk. Well, yeah, and if you listen to anything Kirk said, he didn't feel like he was 100% healthy ankle all year and then the shoulder at the end. So, yeah, he's clearly much more mobile this year.
Feels a little bit better this year. Our number is 404-726-0929. We are going to go out to the phones right now. Going to College Park, James is on the line. James, what do you got for us this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. And Miss Allie. Just want to say, to be honest, as you all know, I'm a diehard Falcons fan. But like you say, since we have been eliminated, it's like yesterday we didn't even watch the game. To be honest, we watched Christmas movies and just kept it going. I'm just looking forward to next season because this one is just over with. But as always, I'm glad we got the victory. Hashtag Squid Nation. Happy holidays.
I love the little evil laugh at the end. Well, I appreciate you, but I do get frustrated when I hear that because I'm not built that way, man.
Yeah.
I want to watch. I think here's what I'm gonna say real quick. Everybody has. I understand why. I understand the frustration because I don't think people realize how frustrated we get as fans, and I am very much. We only get 17 games that matter every year. And I know that personally, Mike, Allie, in May, March, I'm going to miss it.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't miss it first couple weeks out of February, right? Because TBS will do movies for guys who like movies or something, and NASCAR season will start, and you know, some people are reporting to spring training. But I understand watching the movies with the family because it's a holiday. Maybe that's the only time they get to spend together, so maybe that's a part of it. But we got to watch the movie at one from 1 to 4 and then 7:15 to bedtime.
There you go. Attaboy.
Like Trace Adkins said, you're going to miss this.
You're going to want this back.
Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to ATL Jaw in Atlanta. Good morning, ATL Jaw. What do you have for us?
Good Good morning, family. I just want to give you guys a shout out. This is an awesome radio show. Mike, I don't know if you saw it on Twitter. Some people were getting very happy when they saw Oklahoma was up 17. That did not age well. also, how do you guys feel about Jake Matthews dropping that catch? And who are the top candidates for coaching if Rod doesn't come back?
Appreciate the phone call. The Jake Matthews ordeal yesterday, I tweeted this out. He's going to remember that moment. How many games has he played in the NFL? Just roughly.
He has, I got it right here. That was his 194th start in the NFL.
I would say that will be one of the three moments that he thinks about for the rest of his life in football.
Yeah.
Like when he's 50, he's going to be like, yep, played in a Super Bowl, you know, did this, did that. I dropped a touchdown pass one time.
Kirk talked about it with Arch. And he was like, you know, I think it was with Arch. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, I kind of tried to float it up there. I had pressure in my face. I should have just stuck it on him. And I like that. You know what the laughing part for me was is that after that play, like after the ball goes to his hands, they pulled Drake off the field and they pulled Jake. Mind you, Jake is a left tackle.
They had to though. And that's the rule. You can't report eligible and then play O-line the next play. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
But it was just funny because he goes over and he stands on the sideline and Drake is like consoling him like, hey, man, happens. And it's just funny. You feel bad for the big guy. You wanted it. But I did think of you immediately.
Oh,
I really did. I thought of you immediately because I was there when you had your moment in the sun.
Mm.
Well, literally in the dark.
Still, I was going to say in the shade more.
Superdome.
Yeah.
But I felt for him, man.
I did too. And I thought about that the same way. You know, you design those plays with Jake in mind, thinking, okay, the next play will be an extra point. You know, you don't ever think about the one after that where you try to run a quarterback sneak without your left tackle on the field because he has to immediately exit the game. You cannot be eligible as a receiver and then play offensive line on the next play. You have to take one play out. So, unfortunate, man. I mean, just, oh, God, it's going to stick in his craw forever.
Is that the one thing? Like, you know how there's that one thing when you go to holiday dinner with your family, they can say one thing that just triggers you? Is that what they could say? Remember?
Oh, especially at his family. I mean, good Lord. That you want to talk about the amount of games played by the Matthews clan over the years, just insane. They're probably all like, man, his dad's probably like, I played 300 games. I never dropped a touchdown pass, though.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that Mike says it like that because Jake is an Iron Man, not because I think Jake's tough and all that, but like he's not it. But I take all that aside, and that's not why he plays every game. It's because you ain't letting your old man get something over you, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, his old man, Allie, I think he played like, he was like basically the Cal Ripken Jr. of offensive linemen.
Yeah, he's looking at Jake going, what, 12, 13 yeah. years? That's cute. He's played like 19 and 20. Yeah.
You know what I mean? A high ankle sprain?
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah.
But in listening to Kirk talk to Dave last night, I could see Kirk making it his mission to get Jake a touchdown pass.
Yes.
I could hear it. I could hear it.
The funny thing was Kirk was wearing that suit. And he tells Arch, he goes, so it's funny because I had my Falcons jumpsuit on. They have a jumpsuit that they can wear on the road. And he goes, my wife texts Matt Haley and said, hey, is he have the suit on? So Kirk had to delay coming out to us to change into the suit. And so it was funny because when we left, I stuck around and talked to some of our security guys. Shout out to John and Craig and some of the crew. I ended up walking. When I turn around, I'm walking out. I'm right with Kirk. And we come out into the tunnel. We have to walk on back onto the field to get to our bus. And one of the security, the regular security guys at the stadium said, hey, this guy's like some kind of doctor, blah, blah, blah. And so So Kirk stops and does his thing, signs autographs and stuff. And as I'm walking right there before you get to the family, where the family section is at the end of the stadium, there's this dude with a purple Kirko Chains shirt, and he's got like a jersey. And I was like, hey, man, he's right behind me. He goes, Kirk? I go, yeah, man. I go, he's got a great suit, too.
Well, if you haven't seen it, go online at 929 Morning Shift. We've retweeted the photo that Squid got of Kirk in his Christmas gear. Coming up, though, an NFL player got into an altercation with a fan. I am so curious to get your thoughts on this next on Sports Radio 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here's Cousins trying to sneak for it. Into the stack he goes. Now we got to bring him in. They call for the touchdown. Kirk Cousins, a rushing score. We had a touchdown call here from the near side.
Yeah, Drake London made the initial call, and then the official went ahead and mirrored him.
And if so, it's going to be the 20th.
Right on the field, it's touchdown.
The 20th rushing score of Kirk Cousins' career.
It's a big night for all the Falcons last night at Sports Radio 92.9. The game, we are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. And before we go in the huddle, there is another massive name that we haven't mentioned from last night's Falcons win. Bijan had 168 scrimmage yards, became the third Falcon to reach 2,000 scrimmage yards in a single season. And he did it in front of his family in Arizona. Take a listen to him with Arch after the game.
It kind of does, man. When you think about it, especially seeing a lot of the people that, like, been at my games for really my whole career. Man, that was 8 years ago. 8 years ago. So to be a part of it and be back now is surreal, man.
Yeah, 168 total yards from scrimmage last night. Averaged 7.3 yards a touch. Incredible. He had some family there, which was cool. He's from Tucson, Arizona. And look, the 2,052 yards now from scrimmage, and we've got two games left. I mean, it's not if he gets his yards like Mike, it's like when he goes over 100 yards from scrimmage. I don't think we know as a fan base how amazing of a human being he is. He's as good as a person and a representation for this organization and this city off the field as he is on the field.
I agree with you.
I got the chance. I talked to him briefly after the interview, and he's just such a humble guy, man.
Yeah. He I can't imagine – I think that Dave was talking about this during the game, maybe, but he just doesn't get brought down by one person. Like, nobody's tackling him one on one. I can't imagine the feeling of like having to be the flat defender and watching him catch like a flare pass and knowing that you're locked in with him and you got to try to bring him down. Odds are you're not going to bring him down, and the odds are even higher that he's going to probably embarrass you in the process. So watching him catch the ball, watching him run some of the routes, I think we forget that he's not a receiver sometimes. He's really good at running routes. He can be kind of out of contact, out of communication sometimes with Kirk because he's not a receiver. But, man, he's as good as they come. Really a pleasure watching him play, you know, over the last couple of years. And I think he's only getting better at this point.
Let's zoom out and see what else is going on in the NFL. The video was everywhere. DK Metcalf was involved in an altercation with a fan at Ford Field during the second quarter of the Detroit Steelers game. Grabbed this fan by the shirt and then took a swing. But we're not really clear on what exactly was said or what happened.
It's a time-honored tradition that fans that pay for the seats as close as they can get to the field, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, whatever, soccer, I don't really know. European, right? They're going to heckle and they're going to get out of line. They're going to say things, whether they should or shouldn't say, right? And that if it was standing in front of you, they wouldn't say. But he's going to be fine. You can't walk over to the stands, grab someone, and swing at them. No matter what was said, right or wrong, it's just not something that you can do. You're a professional. It's like, you know, when a customer walks into your job, if you're doing something, and they get into you because they're unhappy, you can't swing on them.
Not only should he not have done it, I think in the end he's probably going to be lucky. And I'm being serious when I say this, just because this is how things roll in 2025. He's going to be lucky that he's not arrested. Truthfully, I mean, say what you want. That's going to be what kind of ends up coming out about this. And let me just say this, too. I have been in some of the rowdiest of rowdy environments when it comes to, you know, playing night games at LSU or whatever else. Like, some of the stuff people have said to me, I have wanted to do what DK Metcalf did. There's no doubt about it. Playing against the Eagles up in Philly, whatever it may be. But he's going to regret what he did. Let's just put it that way.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but it's kind of – It's in the same kind of atmosphere or realm, but the Georgetown college basketball coach has been suspended by the team because he got upset at the game and threw a water bottle.
Yes,
and
I did see this.
Went into the stands and it hit a child. Now, the video is inconclusive on where it hit the child, but I saw a tweet that they're claiming the child went to the hospital, had a concussion, and I think they're suing now. So you that's the part. I thought you were going to say that he's going to get sued. Because that's the thing you have to worry about. And when you, as a player or a coach or a team member, when you leave the area of play with an object or your body to go make contact with someone in the stands, you're now taking your protection away. Yeah. You're protected. And when you do that, you're no longer protected.
Yeah, and I think the thing that sinks for me is watching him celebrate after it happened. The fan got so happy, and that just stinks, man. It sucks all the way around. There's no doubt about it. There was an article, the Detroit Free Press, and God knows it could have been AI at this point, but I was reading it and said they asked him what his name was, and he said, "I'm the best Lions fan that got punched by DK Metcalf." Like, he was almost celebratory about it. So I hate it in so many different ways, but DK's just got to be better than that, man.
I don't know what's real or not anymore on stories.
I really like, don't that's either. I always hesitate. I'm like, I don't know.
The story I just told you, I know is 100% real about the coach threw the bottle and it hit a fan. I just don't know the other parts true, but that's what I read, and it looked like a reliable source.
No, I saw the same thing.
Man, I followed like a Reddit thread to figure out whether something was real or fake yesterday. I still don't know. I don't know. Patriots rallied past the Ravens 28-24, punched their ticket to the playoffs, and Lamar Jackson did exit with a back injury.
If you believe the NFL tries to fix games, this is one to go back and look at, because the pass interference call that didn't get called on Kyle Hamilton on that deep pass.
I think it was Marlon Humphrey.
Is it Marlon Humphrey? Yeah, is he 44? So. Is Hamilton 14?
Marlon
Hamilton.
Humphrey,
Marlon Humphrey. With the referee, the referee is staring at the play like I'm staring at Mike. And if you don't know it, Mike is directly across from me right now. Like, I can't look across from me and not see Mike. And I don't know how this ref missed this call, but somehow New England pulled it out. They kind of stay in that driver's seat for not only the AFC East, but pretty sure they're now in the driver's seat for home field, right?
Yeah.
Because Broncos lost, and I think they even squared them up.
Yeah, I... It was a crazy game. I mean, Lamar Jackson having to exit that game with the back injury. Derrick Henry not on the field for what would have been the possible game-winning drive. It's crazy. Hopefully Lamar Jackson's able to come back and they're able to make a run at this, because I think we all expected that they would get hot down the stretch. But some of these – look, man, some of these A-list quarterbacks that we're used to being in the playoffs, it's not happening this year. So it's crazy to kind of follow.
Speaking of that, I mean, after losing Patrick Mahomes to a torn ACL, Gardner Minshew started for the Chiefs-Titans game. Now is feared to have torn his ACL. They lost 26-9. Chiefs are not having a good year.
That's not that, what the crazy part is. I still kind of expect, even with the torn ACL, that they would have beaten the Titans, and they didn't. They got physically punished in that game. It was wild to watch that one.
It's kind of like when that tab comes due. You know, you keep pushing. You know, it just like this feels like all the breaks that felt like went their way, whether you think that they got calls from the refs or the ball bounced just in their way, shape, or form. It feels like, you know, Patrick Mahomes gets his ankle turned in a playoff game, but somehow can literally win a Super Bowl through it. All those things that just went their way, and now none of it is. I told you guys last week, they won like 12 one-score games last year. And this year, they're just awful in them. Now these injuries are just adding up. They're thin because of the set. It just feels like everything that has gone their way has went the opposite this year.
Travis is done. He's done.
Think so?
I think he's so. Cooked. Yeah. He referred to them as the Chiefs the other day instead of we.
Wow.
You gonna go get started on that family with T Swift?
Wow.
I think so. I think he's done.
Wow.
Coming up, these guys got a man up to their picks from Friday, and we've got him mic'd up.
I was gonna tell you guys a story about taking my kids to Santa, but I actually think I'd rather continue to play the finish the Christmas movie quote. Can we do that?
We can do that.
Audible, hot route. Hot route.
We'll do some.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Can you just go stand over here?
That is all next with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ball at the 42. Brissett again. Long throw this time. And Harrison. Is that Henderson that got it? And it's a pick. It is. It's C.J. Henderson, a diving pick.
We are celebrating that win all morning long on this Falcons Victory Monday. We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass, and this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. We'll get to some more Christmas movie quotes in a minute, because why not? If you're going into work today, let's face it, you're not working hard. It's that time of year.
Hardly working.
It's that time of year where you say, let's save it till next year.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Punt this thing. That's a problem for future, Mike. That's what I always say.
Exactly. It's a problem for future, Allie. Not worried about it today. I'll worry about it next year. All right, Dylan, let's get these guys to man up.
Do we have to?
To answer your question, yes, we do have to, Squidbilly. Unfortunately for you.
Yeah, I had a bad week. I went 1-4. I'll go ahead and tell you.
Yeah, you did. You did go 1-4.
This man do his thing.
I'm gonna.
He wanted to go ahead and rip the bandit off. You know what?
He's been talking trash to you about your record keeping and all the other stuff.
Well, yeah,
that's what
because
happened.
He was getting games wrong, and my record's probably not accurate at this point.
It is accurate. I've made all necessary changes that it needed to be made.
Whatever accuracy issue you had, it's 1-4. 1-4 down the road.
It started off bad when I took a nap Friday and woke up and looked over and it was like 26-0. Yeah. Western Michigan over KSU, and I was like, it's just nasty.
That got nasty real quick. And Bo alluded to it. He did go 1-4 this past weekend. Bo, that puts you at 34-35, my friend.
Yeah, I know. I've lost somebody money.
But you know what? I believe in you, Bo. I believe you're going to bounce back. I'm going to speak a good weekend into existence for you this upcoming weekend.
If the Packers wouldn't have stepped on their stuff.
And we're going to get to this cut in just a second, but you had a bad beat in there, too, between the Panthers and Buccaneers. Hey, you needed another score in that one as well. Mike, my friend, you, on the other hand, not 1-4, 4-1 for you.
Is that good? Did I break it?
I think you did pretty darn good.
What's high score mean?
You are now 39-29-1 on the season, and like we said, Bo is 34-35. However,
hold on. Grandma's Boy is like one of the only movies he knows because he references it like daily, by the way. Sorry, Dylan.
No, you're okay. You're okay. There was one game, though, that you both missed, and it was the aforementioned Tampa and Buccaneers game. So we're going to replay it, and you all have to man up.
It's simple for me. Take the over. 45.5. You look at the points scored that they allowed Atlanta to score last week. Dave Canales kind of knows how he kind of knows this Todd Bowles, what he wants to do. Vice versa, right? But I really like the over in this game.
This one's Tampa all day for me. Tampa minus the 3 points. It's a 3-point spread on the road for a reason. They're getting healthy. I think that they probably deserve to win that game. At the end of the day, last week against us, I didn't get it done. I think this is a team that's going to probably hit a little bit of a stretch run here. Give me Tampa minus the 3 points.
It's simple. Take the over. It wasn't quite that simple. Bo got a bad beat. And then for you, Mike.
They're going to make a run.
They're getting healthy.
Now's the Tampa time all day.
It wasn't Tampa's day. So no,
it wasn't.
There you go.
You told me Tampa would ran for 100, right at 170 yards and lost the game. I said, you crazy. Before you give up on whatever you think Michael Penix is or isn't, just look at Bryce Young. Okay? Because Bryce Young, you can criticize him all you want, and talk trash about him, but dude, he's just managing the offense. 21 of 32, 191 yards, 2 touchdowns. That touchdown throw to is it Sanders in the back of the end zone, dude. That was a hell of a play by him.
Yeah, it was a good game. I thought for sure down at the end that Baker Mayfield was going to be inevitable Baker Mayfield, and then he throws a pick. And I was like, oh. Well,
him and Evans zigged when he thought he was going to zag because he threw the outbreaking route, and Evans broke in, and then there it was.
Crazy stuff, man. I feel good about it, though. Still feel good about
we're
the
still the we're, look, we are still the best picking show.
Yeah, combined.
On 9-9 the game. Yes, absolutely.
I hate the way I had to play all the negatives because, man, I was spot on a couple of those things. I was thinking about them during the game. I was like, oh.
I was rooting for you to go 5-0 too, Mike. I was rooting for you, brother.
That Miami game was.
You absolutely drilled that one.
I had that one in the crosshairs.
Oh, A&M, man. I mean, you just can't do that.
I said this one is going to turn into an absolute rock fight, and there's no way they get near the 48 points. And it was a rock fight at times. So. Good stuff, man. I just want to close the season hard and feel good about where I'm at right now. That's all.
Well, as you make your final shopping run for the holiday, be sure to join Dukes and Bell tomorrow at Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard in Atlanta for a special broadcast. You can come by as you make your last-minute beer, wine, and liquor run and join us as we get ready for all of the week's big football and basketball action. It's brought to you by Duck Club Bourbon. That's Dukes and Bell tomorrow from 2 to 6 at Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard in Atlanta.
As a reminder, today's Mic'd Up, brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. We are going to do the Christmas movie quotes here in just 1 second. I do have to squeeze in this story about my son going to see Santa. Now, my daughter was there too. She wasn't quite as adventurous as my kid was.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all the parents for all the moments you have ever been proud of your children. And I think this one's definitely top three. My son got over his fear of Santa Claus, was able to step up to the plate. Now, it was a whisper, and he wouldn't look at Santa Claus, but he told Santa exactly what he wanted for Christmas, stepped up to the plate. My heart was just bursting with pride. Aww. At my son. He's five. This is the first time he's ever been able to deliver his Christmas list in word form to Santa Claus and not have to write a letter and stick it in the mailbox. He walked straight up to him and was like, you know, I want a Plesiosaurus Lego set, and I want some monster trucks and a couple of other things that he threw out there. And I was like, yes, yes.
Yay.
That a boy. That's daddy's boy right there. Look at that big man.
Can I ask you a few things?
Sure, man.
Because I think it's important. I think we as adults, we're like, why are you scared of Santa? But
No. Santa was terrifying as a child.
Bearded man.
But you wait in a line. I don't remember being scared of Santa. I just remember hating waiting in the line. But that's probably because I'm a curmudgeon. Even as a kid, I was. I'm not saying I wasn't. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying my memory was having to wait in a long-ass line at Town Center Mall to see Santa every year. But, like, you wait in that line, and it's really... Is a long line, I'm assuming?
No, we had an appointment.
Okay, well,
so that wasn't too
bad.
That
makes it a little bit different.
Things have changed since we were
kids.
Yeah,
things have definitely changed. Get on your phone and make an appointment. You know what I mean?
But there's kind of a lot of pressure as a kid.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's your one moment to tell Santa, hey, this is what I want. This is what I, and what if you forget something?
Yeah.
And I think that's some of it. So it's a lot of pressure
for. It was, man.
I'm sure Santa's not used to having to. A kid stand up, and while he's standing up and look into his eyes at 5 years old, but because Ridge is a
he's
big
a tall
kid,
boy.
He's a tall
yeah,
kid,
he's,
man.
He's over four foot now. He's gonna be a link. He's gonna be a lanky kid.
But I mean, that's a lot. It's a pressure, high pressure moment, right?
I don't think I've ever been more proud of him. Even like God, I was just like, yes, dude. Like, good for you, man. Like, you got over your fear.
Were you thinking my kid's clutch?
Clutch.
Like, Mike's no, just the clutch
gene. It's the first time I've looked at him and thought, he's being really brave right now, man. Like, you know, I've had to force him into a couple things, T-ball wise.
Yeah.
He was like, stuck his chest out a little bit. He's like, I'm doing this. I want this toy.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
Rich better
too,
get
man.
Those gifts, Santa.
Shout out to you, kiddo. That was awesome.
Santa
man.
Definitely has to deliver now.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He does. Yes, he does. He does. A lot of pressure. You got to find that Plesiosaurus Lego set.
Yeah, absolutely. Good luck, Santa. More Christmas quotes for y'all to finish. You want to get into
I'm
these?
I'm stoked about this.
Okay,
right,
so like I said before, I will give you the movie, the scene. If you can remember what our beloved characters or villains say, shout it out. And I did remind Dylan in the break, he can throw in on this because these files are not labeled. He was like, I just didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know anything.
I didn't know any of the 1 through 5. Not it. Couldn't even help y'all.
Let's see how you do on 6 through 10. Let's go with number 6.
How fast does hair grow? Facial hair. What? I shave in the morning, in the afternoon, I look.
So that is the Santa Claus. Tim Allen was going in for a physical because of all the changes. He shaves in the morning.
God.
And then what?
It looks like Grizzly Adams.
Is that it? No.
I don't know. I really don't.
I've seen this movie years ago. And I look like this.
Play it!
How fast does hair grow? Facial hair. What? I shave in the morning, in the afternoon, I look like this.
Like this!
Yes!
Wow, what a pull.
Let's go.
Good job.
Let's go.
I feel good about
There's
that.
There's more
one.
Than Grandma's Boy in there.
There you go. See?
Next movie
the
is
Grandma's Boy and the Santa Claus.
Just Friends. Jamie and Chris are in high school. He loves her. Jamie's on a different page.
I love you, Chris. Like a brother. We're friends, right?
What does he say?
Yeah. Something like that.
I so close.
He says something like, I can just see his face with his freaking braces.
Play
oh,
it,
God,
Dylan.
Such a good movie.
I love you, Chris. Like a brother. We're friends, right?
For sure.
I was right there.
What else can you say when you get friend zoned? Oh, that's tough. That hurt my heart hearing that.
I know.
That's such a good movie, man. That is such a good movie.
All right, we're skipping 8 for now, going to number 9. This is The Grinch. Cindy Lou Who has gone up to visit The Grinch and give him an award.
What do you want?
Mr. Grinch, I came to invite you to be holiday.
What is he? Holiday what? What award
holiday.
Is she giving him?
Holiday.
All of you should know this.
Holiday. Is it Holiday Who something?
Mm?
Oh, Holiday. Oh, I'm trying to remember.
It's man, like, the, it's like the Holiday Who Cheer Award or something like that.
You're on the right
holiday
page.
Holiday Spirit Award?
Yeah, something like that. It's like
I
it's like
it's,
the.
I can see the whole you, scene you, in my they, freaking they, head right now.
Because you lead
now.
Like the cheer or whatever for the, yeah. the Whoville
oh,
thing.
God.
We're all to hear.
Yeah.
Let's play it, Dylan.
What do you want?
Mr. Grinch, I came to invite you to be Holiday Cheermeister.
Cheermeister.
Oh, that's what it was.
That's well, what it was.
I mean, I was there. I mean.
You were definitely
there. You were there.
Do we have time for one more? Do
we yeah,
have
time? Okay, well, we got it. Two more real
okay,
quick.
Perfect, perfect.
Love Actually. This is the dad and son sitting on a bench.
Oh,
and the,
God, I'm out on this.
Liam Neeson's character is too. Concerned about what's going on with his boy.
You really want to know?
I really want to know.
Even though you won't be able to do anything to help.
Even if that's the case, yeah.
Okay. Well, truth is, actually.
No clue.
Bro,
no,
yeah,
I got it.
Less than no clue.
I'm a man with a set of specific skills.
I was about to say the same
less
thing.
Than no clue. Less than no clue.
Play, well, I'll just tell you, we don't have to play the full clip. He's in love.
Okay.
He's that's a what little he says? Boy. He's a there's a problem. I'm in love.
Oh man.
Yeah. He was
oh,
in love.
That's
and he
where
needed
it starts,
to figure
man.
Out
don't
how
let him
to
get you.
Yeah.
Don't let him get you.
The final one I have a feeling you all will know. It is Die Hard. Hans Gruber has gotten control.
Now I have a machine gun.
Ho, ho, ho.
Great one.
Play it.
What a great line.
Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah! Dude, let me tell you game. Something. I've rewatched this movie 3 times so far this year, and Alan Rickman, who R.I.P.
man,
is so the dialogue between he and Bruce Willis in this movie is so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's just unbelievable. How well written, how good, it's an action movie, right?
Yes.
It's just supposed to, like, you watch this movie, if you've never seen it, or just haven't seen it in a while, go rewatch it, all right? I know you gotta do one more, right? And look at the dialogue in this movie, and it's a long movie, though, and just all the interactions between the characters, and then go watch whatever, you know, John Cena shoot 'em up movie, and it's just not the same. Like, the dialogue, it's so good.
Ho,
it's so good.
Hans,
Booby, what am I, a method actor? I mean, this is radio, not TV. Put the gun down.
Congratulations. You guys nailed that one. Coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. We are celebrating this Falcons Victory Monday. Get your calls in about last night's game, 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.